Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Samantha Maldonado, 26, meets boyfriend Alejandro Arellano to break up with him. Maldonado leaves Arellano at a bar, but Arellano follows her to the train station, stabbing her to death. Arellano then calmly gets on the train to go home. Maldonado manages to tell the witness Arellano's name before she dies. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, the couple dated for about 6 months before the breakup. Surveillance footage on the platform captures Arellano's attack, showing the 31-year-old stopping Maldonado from boarding a train, then stabbing her several times before Maldonado was able to push him off and stumble away. Maldonado ran to the street and flagged down a passerby, but was pronounced dead upon arrival at a hospital.
Arellano, 31, charged with murder. Colorado cops see a guy already named in multiple arrest warrants. He ignores them as they try to stop him. He heads towards a residential area, so cops give several more warnings, then release K-9 Officer Milo, who runs him down until his partners can cuff him.
The suspect ran through a construction site and commercial area before heading toward a 10-foot privacy fence. Knowing the suspect would slip away over the fence, K-9 Milo's partner let him loose to stop the suspect short. K-9 Milo has had 319 deployments during his time with the Colorado Springs Police Department and has a 6th birthday coming up later this year.
The man now behind bars tending to his boo-boos. He's booked on domestic violence, burglary, menacing, and eluding. More crime and justice news after this.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life. Because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A missing Washington State woman and her daughter have been found dead. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The Clark County Sheriff's Office said it responded to a call in which a passerby had reported seeing what appeared to be two life-size mannequins down an embankment in thick brush. The investigating deputy found two human bodies. Police from the city of Vancouver, Washington, said their detectives were notified, and the bodies are believed to be those of 27-year-old Miche Melendez and her 7-year-old daughter, Layla Stewart. Family members had reported not hearing from Melendez since March 11th. Investigators learned that Melendez, her daughter, and an ex-boyfriend had stayed at the home of a friend on March 11th and were seen leaving the following morning. The ex-boyfriend was arrested on several charges, including unlawful possession of a firearm and violation of domestic violence orders. Police say the Clark County Medical Examiner's Office will determine the cause and manner of their deaths.
Police also say they're investigating the deaths. A Northern Virginia police officer has been fired after fatally shooting a man last month who had allegedly stolen two pairs of sunglasses from a busy shopping mall. Fairfax County Chief Kevin Davis announced the dismissal at a press conference where he also played body cam footage showing the shooting of Timothy McCree Johnson outside Tyson's Corner Center on February 22nd. Two officers who chased Johnson that night fired their weapons. The one who fired the fatal round into his chest has been dismissed from the department, and the other officer remains on restricted duty as the investigation continues. According to Chief Davis, the officer who was fired, Sergeant Wesley Shiflett, exhibited, quote, a failure to live up to the expectations of our agency, in particular use of force policies. A northern Indiana man convicted in a fatal shooting where the victim's body was later driven to Michigan and burned has been sentenced to 95 years in prison. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
An Elkhart County judge sentenced Austin Bolin of Elkhart for the slaying of 32-year-old Jeffrey Crapo. A jury had convicted 38-year-old Bolin in February of murder and several other charges related to the murder. According to trial testimony, Bolin shot Crapo twice in the head on March 1, 2020, then drove around in a car with the Elkhart man's body before leaving the car in Jackson, Michigan a few days later. Bolin then set the car on fire with Crapo's body still inside. His body was identified by dental records. Elkhart Circuit Court Judge Michael Cristofino pointed to the burning of the victim's body in deciding on a 95-year sentence, which includes the maximum 65-year sentence for murder and 30 years for using a firearm and being a habitual criminal offender. Bolin maintained his innocence Thursday and told the court he intends to appeal his murder conviction.
Bolin had previously pleaded guilty to arson and desecration of a body in Michigan, where he is serving time for those charges. A Rhode Island man who admitted to federal authorities that he used a cell phone to record himself sexually assaulting two teenage girls has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. In one case, in February 2017, Francis Scott pretended to be a driver for a ride-hailing service and offered to give a 15-year-old girl a ride to school. Instead, he drove her to a secluded area, took away her phone, and recorded himself assaulting her. Following his arrest in that case, a 17-year-old girl came forward and said that after offering her a ride, Scott gave her alcohol and marijuana and sexually assaulted her. The 42-year-old of North Providence pleaded guilty in June to sexual exploitation of a minor and possession of child pornography.
Snowplow driver Paul Manson on the job 6 hours already when Congressman Jeffrey Greeson stands in front of the plow forcing him to stop. Greeson then climbs up on the snowplow, screams at Manson for pushing snow back into his driveway. Manson begins to video the incident and shows it to New Hampshire cops, who charge Greeson with disorderly conduct, criminal threatening, and simple assault. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?